From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. In the nation's capital last night, Occupy DC protesters queued up outside a major hotel where President Obama and other political and business luminaries assembled for the annual Alfalfa Club dinner. We get more from Armando Truhl of member station WAMU.
About 200 protesters affiliated with the Occupy movement gathered outside Washington's Capitol Hilton. Inside, President Obama, CEOs, and lawmakers sat down for the 99th edition of the very exclusive and very private Alfalfa Club dinner. Travis MacArthur is one of the Occupy protesters.
All of the business elites, all of the government elites are meeting in that building to collude against the rest of us and to basically assault the 99%.
The 99% did some assaulting of their own, dousing some guests, including Senator Joe Lieberman, with water and glitter as they passed the security checkpoints outside the hotel. For NPR News, I'm Armando Truhl in Washington.
Germany is suggesting that Greece surrender control of its budget to Europe, but as Joanna Kakissis reports, Greece is resisting.
Before leaving for a summit of European leaders in Brussels, Finance Minister Evangelos Venizelos said the European Union already monitors much of the Greek budget and that the EU is based on respect of national identity and dignity. His comments echoed those by the European Commission on Saturday, which said the Greek budget must remain in the hands of Greek leaders. Even if the German proposal found support, it would be nearly impossible to implement, since it would require the Greek parliament to amend the constitution. But it shows just how frustrated Germany is with the slow pace of reform in Greece. A European source told NPR that the proposal may have been a move to provoke nationalist anger in Greece ahead of spring elections. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Inspectors from the UN nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, have arrived in Iran for a three-day visit, even as international sanctions against Iran intensify. The BBC's James Reynolds reports.
In its most recent report, the agency wrote that it had serious concerns about the possible military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program. The IAEA Director General, Yukiya Amano, has told the BBC that Iran needs to engage and answer his agency's questions. Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh, sees the agency's visit a little differently. He says that the inspection is aimed at foiling enemy plots and will prove the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear activities. But the West is not so sure.
The BBC's James Reynolds. From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. In Lima, Peru, several people died when a fire swept through a private rehabilitation center for addicts. Peru's health minister says the Christ is Love Center for drug and alcohol addicts in Lima was unlicensed and overcrowded, and its residents were apparently kept inside like prisoners. An announcement by Twitter that it will use a new technology to block tweets in order to comply with local laws has stirred outrage and debate. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, some feel betrayed because the social network has been an important megaphone for dissidents around the world.
Twitter got praise among free speech advocates last year when it enabled Egyptian dissidents to continue sending out tweets after the government shut the internet down. Many of those same advocates now accuse Twitter of appeasement so it can enter markets like China. But Twitter's general counsel, Alex McGillivray, says they are trying to comply with local laws in free nations in Europe, where, for example, some countries outlaw showing the Nazi swastika.
To try to make it so that if we ever felt like we needed to withhold a tweet because it was illegal in a particular jurisdiction like the United Kingdom, that we'd be able to do that without restricting the content in the rest of the world.
McGillivray says the new technology will block the tweet only in the country where it is illegal. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
China's foreign ministry is reporting militants in Sudan have captured 29 Chinese workers after attacking a remote work site in a volatile region of Sudan. China says Sudanese forces are increasing security for Chinese projects and personnel there. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.